Pandemonium 2024. It is set to rock Newcastle at the Entertainment Centre on Monday, April 22nd and Tuesday, April 23. Monday, headline act is Blondie. Tuesday night, the headline act doesn't get much bigger than this. It's Alice Cooper. How are you, Alice?
I am doing great. We've been off for about 5 months. We just finished 120 cities around the world, and we're ready to come to Australia. Can't wait to get there.
Are you sure you want to come? Because you're in Maui at the moment.
Well, we have a house in Maui, so it's kind of like we live in Arizona and Maui, but, you know, half of the year we're on the road. So, you know, we're all over the world most of the time, yeah.
3 months in Maui, 3 months Arizona, 6 months around the world. Sounds all right to me.
Pretty good. It's not bad.
Hey, you've been to Australia a lot. Like, we've seen you in the country many, many times. You've performed in Newcastle as well, I think back in 2017. Do you remember the town of Newcastle very well?
Oh, yeah. In Australia, every town has a different personality. You know, you can tell every town has a different personality. But, you know, the one thing that's sort of a common denominator is if you bring hard rock, you get a hard rock audience. In this day and age, really important. When you get these bands that are going to be on this tour and Alice Cooper, I mean, it's going to be a hard rock night.
It's going to be massive. The night that you're on with Deep Purple, but also Gyroscope. They're an Aussie band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so many great Aussie bands that's come out, you know. I mean, I love Jet. Yeah, that was a great band. Yeah, AC/DC, of course, are old friends of ours. And, there's just so many good bands that's come out of there.
You've done thousands and thousands of shows, and your stage presence probably, you know, second to none. Do you get that feed off the audience and, like, that energy that they're giving back to you? Does that kind of make each show a unique experience? Do you make changes throughout the performance?
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, we go out there with the attitude of just blast this audience. I mean, take no prisoners. You know, I mean, to us, we do that every single night. There's never a night where we go out there and ever, ever don't do 100%. Everybody plays 100% every night. And that's what makes it fun for me, is to know that that show is just going to rock every single night. And not just that, but the theatrics. And, you know, everybody's going to hear all those songs that they've heard on the radio. And it's the best band I've ever worked with. So this band is like absolutely an amazing band. Nita Strauss on lead guitar and Ryan Roxy. I mean, it's really a killer band.
I didn't realize Nita was still with you. That's awesome that she's there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Nita only took about a year off, and she's back with us now, so she's at full strength.
That's going to be great. When you come on stage, Deep Purple would have already performed, so I reckon that crowd's, they're going to be yours. They're going to be so hyper-pumped up.
Well, and Deep Purple now, great band. I mean, you know, we've known these guys forever, and we tour a lot with them. Talk about a really seasoned band. Deep Purple is really, really good. They're as good as they've ever been. And think of all those songs. I mean, you know, so it's really fun to work with them.
Now, the night before, I think the Entertainment Centre, they'll need to clean up a little bit because Blondie's going to be headlining Pandemonium 2024 the night before you. You've worked with Blondie, with Deborah Harry before. Can you give me a story? Give me a Deborah Harry story.
Well, it was a really, you know, very early in their career, before they had any hit records. They came out on tour with us and they opened for us. And, you know, she would come backstage and she'd say, "Alice, I'm so excited. We got you 4 songs before we got booed off." Now, right after that, they got with their producer, Chapman, right? And all of a sudden, they had so many records on the radio, and they became a really, really tight band. And at that point, then, they totally changed. Their personality came a whole different thing. And Blondie now is one of the best bands you'll ever hear out there.
They are so good. They are so good. Look, they're on the Monday night. You're on the Tuesday night. So, you know, we're going to need to buy 2 tickets. You can't just go to one night and not the other one. But do you think you may be in town from the Monday night for the Blondie concert?
You know, it depends on the scheduling. You know how in Australia, you don't take buses. You fly everywhere because all the cities are so far apart.
Yeah, we're not close.
And so I don't know what our schedule will be when it comes to, you know, when it comes to how long we're going to be in a town or where are we going next. So, but if we were there, we'd definitely go and see Blondie, yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to manifest here that maybe you'll go on stage with Blondie, maybe Blondie will come on stage with you.
Oh, yeah, you know, everybody's welcome, you know. You know, most people want to come on and do Schools Out with us. And that would be, you know, we've had We've had everybody in the world come up on stage, from Ronnie Wood to Tony Iommi to everybody's come up on stage and done Schools Out with us.
Do you know when that's going to happen, or you just turn around and it's like, oh my God, there's Deborah Harry?
Yeah. You know, if we're backstage and somebody comes back and they go, hey, what you call us here? And I go, hey, well, do you want to do Schools Out? Yeah, okay, come on, let's do it.
Get your tickets for this amazing event on April 23. See Alice Cooper live in concert at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. They go on sale tomorrow morning. www.pandemonium.rocks. Coming up next, we're going to ask Alice about the show, what we can actually see when he's on stage in Newcastle. It's you. Pandemonium 2024. It's on at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Monday, April 22 with Blondie. Tuesday, April 23 with Alice Cooper. These are all ages gigs. Doesn't matter how old you are, but there are limited tickets available for ages 3 to 15. For all the details and ticket sales, because it starts 9 a.m. tomorrow, go to www.pandemonium.rocks. All the details are there. We're talking with Alice Cooper. Alice, the show that you're going to put on at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, is it a little bit like, you know, you've seen the Alice Cooper show, or have you made changes? Is it new?
No, this is an entirely new show. Entirely new show. We try to, about every 3 years, we try to totally stage the show entirely different. So this show, if you saw the show in 2017, this will be entirely different than that show. But it'll be all the hit songs. They will definitely cut my head off. There'll definitely be a boa constrictor. And, you know, I mean, all the stuff that Alice is known for is going to happen in that show.
Because we should say that, too, because some people may not have been to your show before, but the stage that we talked about, the presence and things like that, but the technology that goes into it, the props that you use, there's a lot of illusions on stage, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I believe in making the song come to life. In other words, if you say, "Welcome to my nightmare," don't just say it, give them the nightmare.
Then they remember you forever, Alice, and we cannot wait to see you in Newcastle. You're performing on Tuesday, April 23. Alice Cooper, Deep Purple and Gyroscope at the Entertainment Centre. The night before, April 22nd, you got Blondie, Wolf Mother and also Cosmic Psychos. It is one big show over two big nights, but you need two tickets. Pandemonium 2024. Tickets for this, they go on sale tomorrow morning, Alice.
Oh, cool, cool. Well, I mean, I'm expecting a very high-energy Australian audience. I mean, you know, they always have been, so I'm expecting that to happen again.
They're going to be ready to go. You can get your tickets on the Pandemonium website, www.pandemonium.rocks. That's www.pandemonium.rocks. Alice Cooper, mate, you've got a show as well, a new radio show, haven't you? Is that true? Alice's Attic?
Yeah, I've been doing the show for 20 years now. And we've refurbished the show now. Now it's called Alice's Attic. Welcome to Alice's Attic. If you dare to come up into Alice's Attic.
It's not a nightmare, is it?
Well, I mean, I would imagine if you were going to go into Alice Cooper's attic, it wouldn't be the safest place to be.
Well, you've been on Australian radio for a number of years. I listen to you a lot. So it's a radio show that goes all over the world. So I really look forward to hearing this new show. But really look forward to seeing you at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. I'll give you those dates again. April 22 for Blondie. April 23 is the Alice Cooper show. It is Pandemonium 2024. Pre-sale tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Get them at www.pandemoniumrocks.com. Get their tickets right there. Alice Cooper, thank you so much, mate. We can't wait to see you in Newcastle.
Yeah, we cannot wait to get there, too. We're just sitting around right now kind of like going, let's get back on the road.
We can't wait to have you back on the road, and we can't wait to see you in Newcastle. April 23, it's all part of Pandemonium 2024. Monday night, April 22 with Blondie. Tuesday night, April 23 with Alice Cooper, and he'll be performing with Deep Purple and also Gyroscope. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., go to the website www.pandemonium.rocks. It is an all-ages gig, but there are limited tickets available for ages 3 to 15-year-olds. Get to that website www.pandemonium.rocks. Alice Cooper, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Can't wait to see you in Newcastle. Thank you so much.
Okay, man. Thank you.